Christ the Savior is born. Son of God, love's pure light. What an amazing story. A story beautiful and true. God said, "Let there be light." The Word of God became flesh. The light came into the dark world. We hear the story and receive an amazing gift. God came down and put on human skin. And we imagine ourselves in the story as Mary, who accepted God's favor with delight and trust. As Joseph, who obeyed God's direction and loved Mary and welcomed God's son into his family. As the shepherds, who were astonished by the good news and given voices to proclaim it. And we tell the story to children so that they may hear it from our loving hearts and begin to see the loving heart of God our Father. And we need to tell it to others who can hear and be amazed. It's perhaps easiest to tell the story at Christmas. A baby is born, and we love babies at Christmas. I know that in a very special way this year, with the joy and wonder a little grandbaby brings into our lives. And the baby Jesus was probably not so different from other babies, sleeping a lot, cooing, and crying. Yet baby Jesus was not like any other child. Remember how God sent Gabriel so often with messages to prepare the world for the coming of the Son of God. So the Christmas story is more than about a beautiful little baby. The Christmas story is part of the most important story in the whole world, a story about God's love. God's love for us, God's love for others, and our love for God and others. When we experience the wonders of God's love and the joyful gift of God's Son, love moves us. We cannot be unchanged by it, and we can't keep it to ourselves. Love moves us to speak about this amazing gift. At Christmas, yes. And all year long, we need to tell the story, the whole story. The story of how the Son of God, love's pure light, put aside glory to step into the darkness and become human, to face temptation, to feel pain, to suffer and die, and then to rise again. Sometimes we do our best witnessing of God's love and work in our lives by acting with love and mercy. And yet the Christmas story by Wangerin reminded me how important it is to also be witnesses to God's love by talking about it, telling the whole story of how God loved the world so much he sent his son to rescue us. We folks tend to be a little inhibited about speaking up. Maybe as we hear and tell the story of a little baby this year, we can gain some confidence in also telling the story about Jesus, the Son of Man, who went to the cross because of his great love for us. This Jesus, whose birth story we heard today and whose story of life and death and resurrection we will hear again in the new year, this baby changes our lives. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "What sort of play is this, where God enters the world in the lowliness of the manger? It's the judgment of the world and its redemption that is taking place here. And the Christ child in the manger is himself the one who pronounces judgment and redemption of the world. He repels the great and powerful. He raises what is lowly and makes it great and splendid in his compassion. Therefore, we cannot approach the manger as if it were the cradle of any other child. Those who wish to come to his manger find that something is happening within them. Throughout this season, we have heard how something happened within ordinary people when angels brought a message from God to people who were doubtful and troubled and voiceless. God's transforming power brought them to belief and trust, obedience and confident proclamation. May God so work in each of us that we also believe and trust and obey and have the confidence to take our place in this amazing story of God's great plan to rescue his people from the darkness. And may we be transformed by God's love and shine God's light. And let's tell the story. Let's tell the story to our children, our sisters and brothers, our neighbors and friends. Let's tell the amazing story, beautiful and true, that the Lord has come to save. Let's pray. O loving God, we are so grateful for this story, beautiful and true, of how your Son came into the world to rescue us from sin. Give us joy and trust and the boldness to share that story with all who need to hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When we experience the wonders of God's love and the joyful gift of God's Son, we can't keep it to ourselves. We sing with praise and we sing joy